Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tap Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 22nd. The grains closed higher with December corn up 8.5 cents at 525.5, December wheat up 15.5 cents at 705.75, and November beans up 8.75 cents at 1282.75. The crude oil finished up $1.74 a barrel, which helped support the bean oil. It was up 106 ticks at 56.35, also supported the corn market. The oats opened limit up, briefly traded off limit for a second or two, and then closed right, and then, you know, traded right back up there and closed there. I have not seen any legitimate story on what's going on with oats, but as I've always said, oats are the indicator, and I think that pulled up corn and wheat with it. The beans were actually steady to lower at one point today and came back because of the oil. Reuters came out and said they saw an EPA memo that says they're considering lowering biofuel blending requirements for 2020, 21, and 22. They denied it. The Biden administration kind of denied it, but they said they haven't finished all the changes yet. So I have no idea what that means. The Dow Jones finished up 339 points here today. That gave people some confidence that maybe the Evergrande thing won't be as bad. We talked about this morning, it looks like they came up with a deal where it's going to be interest-only payments tomorrow, and then they're going to try to refigure out something out here. Argentina and northern Brazil remain dry. That may be part of what today's action was. But we've had rains in the Midwest. We still need rains in the plains. Export and sales tomorrow are expected to be wheat 450, corn 525, and beans 800,000. If those are the numbers that come in, they would be low numbers, and I think the market will have a trouble rallying on that. We're heading in, not to the brunt of harvest quite yet, but there's more and more harvest pressure. Some of these rains throughout the Midwest will slow things down a little bit, but we look like we dry out after today. It's a little cool here in Chicago. We're in the 60s, but there's no talk of frost or anything like that out there. We're going to be back into the 70s, early, Saturday, Sunday, we're back into the 70s, so we don't see any real problems there. The dollar was up and down all day. It finished up 23 ticks at 93.43. I'll take a quick look at that chart. One of the highest closes we've had in quite some time. There's only one higher close, and that was back on August 19th at 93.56. So we're only 13, 14 ticks under that here today. So hopefully by the morning we'll have some kind of explanation of what's going on with the oats market, and we'll see how long that lasts. But it's hard to believe it's a squeeze this early in the season. I mean, we don't get into first notice day for over 2 months, so I don't know what the problem is, but somebody wanted the oats, put them up the limit, just a half a cent under the historic highs we made last week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.